Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for March 28th. Hear, O Israel, from Deuteronomy 9 and 10. Israel's very name is descriptive of the nation's character. Their forefather Jacob's name was changed by God from heel grabber to wrestles with God and overcomes, based on Jacob's encounter with the angel of the Lord. In that wrestling, Jacob would not let go until the angel blessed him. Israel thus describes a people who are not content with the usual, the mundane, the ordinary, the okay, the normal life with God. Israelites won't settle for anything but the extraordinary with God. Anything less demeans God and impoverishes people who say they know him. This is why throughout the book of Deuteronomy, Moses repeatedly addresses the people in the imperative, "Hear, O Israel." Those who expect the very best with God, listen up. And in today's reading, what must Israel do? Have courage. First off, God is going before you to take out your enemies before you ever arrive. He's that concerned for your welfare. Secondly, get real. This promised land stuff is not about you. You get to enjoy what I do for you, but this territory is my land, holy to me. So if you do what the current occupants have been doing in it and to it, you're gone, too. Third, humble yourselves. You've spent enough time, blood, and sorrow being proudly stubborn. You should know by now that people I love to commune with and bless need to admit daily who is in control of all things, and then rest content. And lastly, remember the word. God's words are clear, brief, and all-encompassing. They are not burdensome. The Word of God brings life. But you have to know it to enjoy its life. Commit the Word to memory. Meditate on it. Talk about it wherever and in whatever you are. Teach the next generation its meaning. Do Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 6. Do you long for the extraordinary with God? Then hear, O Israel. Thanks for joining me. We'll be back tomorrow.